Chapter 4. Those All-Important Time Texts. As previously stated, full preterists bear the overwhelming burden of proof to show that there are no prophecies in Scripture that remain to be fulfilled in the future. The steepest hurdle would seem to be demonstrating that this same Jesus came in like manner as he was previously seen to go away, that he raised all the dead and raptured the living saints at his coming, and established the new heavens and earth where there is no longer any death, nor sorrow, nor crying, and no more pain, Revelation 21, verse 4, nor marriage, Luke 20, verse 35. Since there is absolutely no historical or biblical record, nor any tradition in the early church, of any of these things occurring, we must conclude that if they did happen, they seem to have had very little impact on the people of God. Apparently, no one noticed. Why are we asked to believe that any of this occurred in AD 70? It appears to be for one reason only, namely, what full preterists refer to as, quote-unquote, time texts. While there is no evidence after the fact that any of these things actually occurred, there is allegedly evidence in Scripture that they were promised to occur at that time, which is now long past. We are told that a high view of Scripture compels us to believe that the promises of Jesus and the apostles about a very near fulfillment actually came true, though it cannot be shown to have been observed by anyone at the time, nor to have left any noticeable traces for later generations to investigate. Without these time texts, there is simply no basis for belief that the final coming of Christ, the resurrection of the dead, or the judgment of the world actually occurred in AD 70. Everything rests upon the identification and interpretation of their time texts. It should be noted that finding legitimate time indicators related to certain, even many prophecies, does not adequately answer the question of whether additional prophecies, which lack such time indicators, remain to be separately considered. An event whose time of fulfillment is limited by a time text could be a different event than one that is governed by no such time indicator, even if similar language or imagery is used in referring to both. Although full preterists know that terms like the day of the Lord and the coming of the Lord are rather generic and are known to describe many different historical events in the Old Testament, they proceed as if this is not the case in the New Testament usage. Footnote: Old Testament references to the day of the Lord are used very broadly of a variety of historical events. This is less true of the New Testament usage of the term, where it usually speaks of the last day, that is, the parousia. End footnote. In other words, a judgment coming mentioned in one passage might be said to be close at hand, because it was, while a different judgment coming may be mentioned elsewhere without any indication of its timing, because its timing is not known, even approximately. David A. Green has amassed 101 quote-unquote time texts that are intended to prove that all eschatological events were expected to and therefore must have come in the generation of the apostles and their readers. He lists them without categorization, simply in order of their occurrence in the New Testament. I have found it helpful to categorize all 101 into a few types. Below, I have identified 6 categories which can accommodate all the texts on his list, and which must each be examined separately. Here are the categories. 1. The nearness of the kingdom. 6 examples. 1. The kingdom of heaven is at hand. Matthew 3:2. 2. The kingdom of heaven is at hand. Matthew 4:17. 3. The kingdom of heaven is at hand. Matthew 10:7. 4. The kingdom of God is at hand. Mark 1:15. 5. The kingdom of God has come near to you. Luke 10:9. 6. The kingdom of God has come near. Luke 10, verse 11. 2. The impending judgment upon Jerusalem. 36 examples. 1. Who warned you to flee from the wrath about to come? Matthew 3:7. 2. And even now the axe is laid to the root of the trees. Matthew 3:10. 3. His winnowing fork is in his hand. Matthew 3:12. 4. Therefore, when the owner of the vineyard comes, what will he do to those vine dressers? They said to him, He will destroy those wicked men miserably, and lease his vineyard to other vine dressers who will render to him the fruits in their seasons. Therefore, I say to you, the kingdom of God will be taken from you, and given to a nation bearing the fruits of it. Now when the chief priests and Pharisees heard his parables, they perceived that he was speaking of them. Matthew 21, verses 40 through 41, verse 43 and 45. 5. This generation will by no means pass away till all these things take place. Matthew 24, 34. 6. Therefore, what will the owner of the vineyard do? He will come and destroy the vine dressers and give the vineyard to others. They knew he had spoken the parable against them. Mark 12, verse 9 and 12. 7. This generation will by no means pass away till all these things take place. Mark 13, 30. 8. Who warned you to flee from the wrath about to come? Luke 3, 7. 9. The axe is already laid at the root of the trees. Luke 3, 9. 10. His winnowing fork is in his hand. Luke 3, 17. 11. Therefore, what will the owner of the vineyard do to them? He will come and destroy those vine dressers and give the vineyard to others. They knew he had spoken this parable against them. Luke 20, verses 15 through 16 and verse 19. 12. For these are the days of vengeance, that all things which are written may be fulfilled. Luke 21, 22. 13. This generation will by no means pass away till all things take place. Luke 21, 32. 14. Daughters of Jerusalem, do not weep for me, but weep for yourselves and for your children. For indeed the days are coming in which they will say, Blessed are the barren, wombs that never bore, and breasts which never nursed. Then they will begin to say to the mountains, Fall on us, and to the hills, Cover us. Luke 23, verses 28 through 30, compare Revelation 6, verses 14 through 17. 15. But this is what was spoken by the prophet Joel, and it shall come to pass in the last days. Acts 2, verses 16 through 17. 16. God, who at various times and in various ways spoke in time past to the fathers by the prophets, has in these last days spoken to us by his Son. Hebrews 1, verses 1 and 2. 17. In that he says, a new covenant, he has made the first obsolete. Now, what is becoming obsolete and growing old is ready to vanish away. Hebrews 8, 13. 18. Now, once at the end of the ages, he has appeared to put away sin by the sacrifice of himself. Hebrews 9, 26. 19. And so much the more as you see the day approaching. Hebrews 10, 25. 20. For yet a little while, and he who is coming will come and will not tarry. Hebrews 10, 37. 21. Come now, you rich, weep and howl for your miseries that are coming upon you. Your gold and silver are corroded, and their corrosion will be a witness against you, and will eat your flesh like fire. You have heaped up treasure in the last days. James 5, verse 1 and verse 3. 22. For the time has come for judgment to begin at the house of God. 1 Peter 4, 17. 23. Scoffers will come in the last days, for this they willfully forget. 2 Peter 3, verse 3 and 5. 24. It is the last hour. 1 John 2, 18. 25. Even now many antichrists have come, by which we know that it is the last hour. 1 John 2, 18. Compare Matthew 24, verses 23 through 34. 26. This is the spirit of the antichrist, which you have heard was coming, and is now already in the world. 1 John 4, 3. Compare 2 Thessalonians 2, 7. 27. For certain men have crept in unnoticed who long ago were marked out for this condemnation. Enoch, the seventh from Adam, prophesied about these men also, saying, Behold, the Lord comes with 10,000s of his saints to execute judgment on all, to convict all who are ungodly among them of all their ungodly deeds. Jude 4, 14 through 15. 28. But you, beloved, remember the words which were spoken before by the apostles of our Lord Jesus Christ, how they told you that there would be mockers in the last time who would walk according to their own ungodly lusts. These are sensual persons who cause divisions. Jude 17 through 19. 29, to show his servants things which must shortly take place, Revelation 1:1. 30, the time is near, Revelation 1:3. 31, I am coming quickly, Revelation 3:11. 32, to show his servants the things which must shortly take place, Revelation 22:6. 33, behold, I am coming quickly, Revelation 22:7. 34. Do not seal the words of the prophecy of this book, for the time is at hand. Revelation 22:10, compare Daniel 8:26. 35. Behold, I am coming quickly. Revelation 22:12. 36. Surely I am coming quickly. Revelation 22:20. 3. Unclear subject matter. 10 examples. 1. You will not have gone through the cities of Israel before the Son of Man comes. Matthew 10:23. 2. There are some standing here who shall not taste death till they see the Son of Man coming in his kingdom. Matthew 16:28, compare Mark 9:1 and Luke 9:27. 3. Hereafter you, Caiaphas, the chief priests, the scribes, the elders, the whole Sanhedrin, will see the Son of Man sitting at the right hand of the power and coming on the clouds of heaven. Matthew 26:64, Mark 14:62, and Luke 22:69. 4. It is high time to awake out of sleep, for now our salvation is nearer than when we first believed. The night is far spent, the day is at hand. Romans 13:11-12. 5. And the God of peace will crush Satan under your feet shortly. Romans 16:20. 6. The time is short. 1 Corinthians 7:29. 7. These things were written for our admonition, upon whom the ends of the ages have come. 1 Corinthians 10:11. 8. Salvation ready to be revealed in the last time. 1 Peter 1:5. 9. He was manifest in these last times for you. 1 Peter 1:20. 10. But the end of all things is at hand. Therefore be serious and watchful in your prayers. 1 Peter 4:7. 4. No clear time indicator. 13 examples. 1. If I will that he remain till I come, what is that to you? John 21:22. 2. The form of this world is passing away. 1 Corinthians 7:31. 3. Maranatha, the Lord comes. 1 Corinthians 16:22. 4. The Lord is at hand. Philippians 4:5. 5. The gospel was preached to every creature under heaven. Colossians 1:23, compare Matthew 24:14, Romans 10:18, Romans 16:26, Colossians 1:5-6, 2 Timothy 4:17, Revelation 14:6-7, compare 1 Clement 5:7. 6. For the earth which drinks in the rain that often comes upon it, and bears herbs useful for those by whom it is cultivated, receives blessing from God. But if it bears thorns and briars, it is rejected, and near to being cursed, whose end is to be burned. Hebrews 6:7-8. 7. The Holy Spirit indicating this, that the way into the heavenly holiest of all was not yet made manifest while the first tabernacle was still standing. It was symbolic for the present time in which both gifts and sacrifices are offered, which cannot make him who performed the service perfect in regard to the conscience. Concerned only with foods and drinks, various washings, and fleshly ordinances imposed until the time of Reformation. Hebrews 9:8-10, compare Galatians 4:19, Ephesians 2:21-22, 3:17, and 4:13. 8. They will give an account to him who is ready to judge the living and the dead. 1 Peter 4:5. 9. For a long time their judgment has not been idle, and their destruction does not slumber. 2 Peter 2:3. 10. The darkness is passing away, and the true light is already shining. 1 John 2:8. 11. And the world is passing away, and the lust of it. 1 John 2:17. 12. But hold fast what you have till I come. Revelation 2:25. 13. And in her, the great city Babylon, was found the blood of prophets and saints and of all who were slain on the earth. Revelation 18:24, compare Matthew 23:35-36 and Luke 11:50-51. 5. The use of melo is about to, with reference to eschatological events. 26 examples. 1. The age about to come, Matthew 12:32. 2. The Son of Man will, is about to, come in the glory of his Father with his angels, and then he will reward each according to his works. Matthew 16:27. 3. But we were hoping that it was he who was going to about to redeem Israel. Luke 24:21. 4. I will come to you. At that day you will know that I am in my Father, and you in me, and I in you. Lord, how is it that you will, are about to, manifest yourself to us, and not to the world? John 14, verses 18, 20, and 22. 5. He has appointed a day on which he will, is about to, judge the world in righteousness by the man whom he has ordained. Acts 17:31. 6. There will, is about to, be a resurrection of the dead, both of the just and the unjust. Acts 24:15. 7. Now, as he reasoned about righteousness, self-control, and the judgment about to come. Acts 24:25. 8. Now it was not written for his sake alone that it was imputed to him, but also for us. It shall be, is about to be, imputed to us who believe. Romans 4, verses 23 through 24. 9. For if you live according to the flesh, you will, are about to, die. Romans 8:13. 10. For I consider that the sufferings of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory which shall, is about to be revealed in us. Romans 8:18. 11. Not only in this age, but also in that which is about to come. Ephesians 1:21. 12. Which are a shadow of things about to come. Colossians 2, verses 16 through 17. 13. Godliness has promise of the life that now is, and of that which is about to come. 1 Timothy 4:8. 14. Storing up for themselves a good foundation for the time about to come. 1 Timothy 6:19. 15. The Lord Jesus Christ, who will, is about to, judge the living and the dead at his appearing and his kingdom. 2 Timothy 4:1. 16. Are they not all ministering spirits sent forth to minister for those who will, are about to, inherit salvation? Hebrews 1:14. 17. For he has not put the world about to come, of which we speak, in subjection to angels. Hebrews 2:5. 18. And have tasted the good word of God and the powers of the age about to come. Hebrews 6:5. 19. But Christ came as high priest of the good things about to come. Hebrews 9:11. 20. For the law having a shadow of the good things about to come. Hebrews 10:1. 21. And fiery indignation, which will, is about to, devour the adversaries. Hebrews 10:27. 22. For here we have no continuing city, but we seek the one about to come. Hebrews 13:14. 23. So speak and so do, as those who will are about to be judged by the law of liberty. James 2, verse 12. 24. I, who am a fellow elder and a witness of the sufferings of Christ, and also a partaker of the glory that will, is about to be, revealed. 1 Peter 5:1. 25. I also will keep you from the hour of trial which shall, is about to come upon the whole world. Revelation 3:10. 26. A male child who was about to rule all nations with a rod of iron. Revelation 12, verse 5. 6. Audience relevancy. We and you passages related to eschatological events. 10 examples. 1. Behold, I tell you a mystery. We shall not all sleep, but we shall all be changed, in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trumpet. For the trumpet will sound, and the dead will be raised incorruptible, and we shall be changed. 1 Corinthians 15, verses 51 through 52. 2. We who are alive and remain until the coming of the Lord will by no means precede those who are asleep. We who are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds. But you, brethren, are not in darkness, so that this day should overtake you as a thief. 1 Thessalonians 4, verses 15 and 17, and 5, verse 4. 3. And may your whole spirit, soul, and body be preserved blameless at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. 1 Thessalonians 5:23. 4. Since it is a righteous thing with God to repay with tribulation those who trouble you, and to give you who are troubled rest with us when the Lord Jesus is revealed from heaven with his mighty angels. 2 Thessalonians 1, verses 6 through 7. 5. That you keep this commandment without spot, blameless until our Lord Jesus Christ's appearing. 1 Timothy 6:14. 6. But know this, that in the last days perilous times will come. For men will be lovers of themselves. From such people, turn away. For of this sort are those who creep into households and make captives of gullible women. These also resist the truth. Men of corrupt minds, disapproved concerning the faith. But they will progress no further, for their folly will be manifest to all, as theirs also was. 2 Timothy 3, verses 1 through 2, verses 5 through 6, and verses 8 through 9. 7. Therefore be patient, brethren, until the coming of the Lord. James 5, 7. 8. Establish your hearts, for the coming of the Lord is at hand. James 5, 8. 9. And so we have the prophetic word confirmed, which you do well to heed as a light that shines in a dark place, until the day dawns and the morning star rises in your hearts. 2 Peter 1, verse 19. 10. But the day of the Lord will come as a thief in the night, in which the heavens will pass away with a great noise, and the elements will melt with fervent heat. Both the earth and the works that are in it will be burned up. Therefore, since all these things will be dissolved, what manner of persons ought you to be in holy conduct and godliness, looking for and hastening the coming of the day of God, because of which the heavens will be dissolved, being on fire, and the elements will melt with fervent heat? 2 Peter 3, verses 10 through 12. These are the 101 alleged time texts. It is clear that some of them are very restrictive time indicators, while others mention no timing at all. There are some that sound as if they speak of an indefinite imminence, and some that sound as if some of the original readers might be around to see the things predicted. In the following two chapters, we will analyze these texts more thoroughly to determine what they do or do not prove about the specific claims of the full preterist.